Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Sinn Féin councillor in Waterford, Conor McManus, is with me on the line today. Conor, tell us about this story at the church in County Waterford where a number of complaints have been made about unwanted noises.
Hi, Andrea. It's Conor McGuinness. But the issue has cropped up here in Kilgobnis, just outside Dungarvan, overlooking Dungarvan Bay. Came to my attention over the weekend when I received complaints from people who had attended graves of loved ones, particularly on Father's Day. They'd gone to visit and I suppose recordings were being played from a loudspeaker directed at the graveyard, not the church. And some of the recordings were of a very offensive nature, we put it that way. And some of it was music, but it was, you know, from what I understand and the reports that I've received, very much intended to disrupt, to cause distress and offence to people who are visiting graves. Now, I understand since that I've made my inquiries that this has been something that's been happening intermittently over a period of time. It's taken place during mass, during funeral services, during burials, and on days, I suppose, like some others, say Father's Day, when people would maybe make a special effort to visit graves. So it's something that's causing no small amount of hurt, upset, in the area.
Yeah, it's an unusual story for sure. I mean, to call it what it is, Conor, I'm told it's noises and audio of a sexual nature that's been played.
Yes, so there is a mixture, and I've received dozens of complaints over recent days, and I suppose as complaints were coming in, more people got in touch to tell me about it. In some cases, it's been music, you know, and in which is just, I suppose, disruptive rather than anything else. In other cases, it seems to be a recording of an individual's voice saying explicit words of an insulting and offensive nature, and that's just being played on repeat. Again, from a loudspeaker directed at the church and graveyard. And in other cases, now I haven't actually heard this myself, but I'm informed that, yeah, it would be of a sexual offensive nature.
Pornographic, we were told.
Yes, yeah, that's what I've heard. Which is, when you think about it, is absolutely bizarre. It's absolutely unacceptable. There can only be one conclusion, and that this is somebody who is trying to cause as much distress, as much hurt, as much upset, and as much disruption to people who are going about their business, who are attending religious services, or who are visiting graves of loved ones. And I just think that I have a real problem with that.
Yeah, I know the guards are actually investigating this, you know, at the moment. I'm told it's an ongoing investigation. I'm kind of puzzled as to what, I suppose, they're investigating. Is it noise pollution? It would hardly qualify as breach of the peace, but you know, I'm not quite sure on the offence as to what it might be. But one thing is for sure, Conor, as you described, like, I'm sure for people who have been who've attended some of the funeral masses and ceremonies, it is causing an untold level of just disgust, I suppose, and distress for people. It can't be a welcome thing to hear when you're at a loved one's funeral.
No, it's very horrible. It's a very pernicious thing to do, and it's quite obviously aimed to do that. I mean, I know people who are reluctant now to visit graves of loved ones because they just don't want the hassle. They don't want the upset of having to be there, and you know, at a very sore time, you know, the time of heightened emotion, and then to have this going on in the background and noise, it's just deeply, deeply unpleasant. I would have spoken with council officials first thing Monday morning and with Garda management earlier this week, and I believe that there is probably a number of investigations or certainly scoping exercises to ascertain if there is action that can be taken by either set of authorities to I suppose to tackle this. What to be quite frank about it,
noise,
antisocial behaviour.
Yeah, well, noise pollution would go through yourselves, wouldn't it, Conor, as a councillor, County Council? An issue for them to deal with, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Under the Environmental Protection Act, it is a function for the local authority. So that's one thing that I'm eager for the Environment Section of Waterford City and County Council to investigate and explore, is whether this constitutes noise pollution and what kind of enforcement action or prosecution that they could maybe bring against the person or persons involved in this noise.
Yeah, because hard to ascertain, I suppose, who's playing music. I know we can't speculate about that, but you know what I mean? The guards are looking into it, but it's a hard one, I suppose, to try and figure out. But you haven't actually...
I suspect, Andrea, that the easier part of the investigation will be to find out the who. I think the more difficult part of the investigations for both sets, for both An Garda Síochána, I'd imagine, and indeed for the local authority, is how it stands up in terms of the law and the rules around it. You know, what exactly the crime might be, or what exactly the infraction might be, whether it meets that threshold. I think the who is probably the easier part for both sets of authorities to determine.
And can you, Conor, you haven't actually been in the church, is that right, to hear these particular noises we're talking about at that point in time, but constituents
I've been there on two occasions since reports would have started coming into me, and on both occasions there wasn't noise to be heard. But I've received many complaints, and I've heard videos and seen videos and audio recordings.
Have you?
From the weekend and from previous times, So it's quite clear that there's something. Look, it's really horrible behaviour, but it's really antisocial behaviour. At its core, that's what's happening here, and it is designed to disturb people and offend them as they either attend religious services or they visit the graves of loved ones. And I can't think of a more mean-spirited and nasty thing for somebody to try and do.
Yeah, it's got to be upsetting and a complete nuisance. I can't even begin to imagine sitting through a loved one's funeral and listening as you've described, Conor, and heard yourself some of the videos and the noise of, like, listening to, you know, sex noises and pornographic, like, audio playing out over a loved one's funeral. It must be just absolutely incredible listening to that. Conor, listen, thank you for joining us in the programme. I should have said Conor McGuinness there, Sinn Féin councillor in County Waterford. This is happening, as Conor mentioned. It's at the village of Kilgobnet. It's just outside of Dungarvan, I'm told, in County Waterford. Look, it's 087 1400 106 is the number. Don't bother sending us in the voice notes now, the videos, if you've heard the noises, but I know plenty of people have been getting in touch with us about hearing them and the distress, as Conor mentioned, that it's causing in the locality.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.